The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And sadly, James McDonald is back in the news, and I report this with great hesitancy, but it's big news again. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But let me check where we're at with Salvation Army. We have exceeded our goal by $839.30. We're $161 away from $9,000, and that's still where we are. All right, I just refreshed our website. Hey, folks, I could not be more happy. I could be. If we had another $161, we'd be at $9,000. I'd be happier, but I'm just thrilled. You folks have exceeded our goal by $839. We're almost to $9,000. 161 away from 9,000. Can we get there? All depends on who God speaks to. If that would be you, go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Salvation Army tab, and your gift could help to put us over 9,000. In fact, your gift could put us over 9,000 if you pledge $161. So anyway, thewordcolumbus.com, Salvation Army banner. I am so proud in a godly sense of this audience. Once again, you have stepped up big time, big time, big time, big time. Thank you. Once again, the cause of Christ is going to be dragged through the mud, and I'm going to try very hard not to be judgmental in this. But I will make some editorial comments. Here's the story. Headline, James McDonald sues Chicago radio personality Mancow Muller for defamation. Many of you have been following this story, and it's heartbreaking. I don't care what side you fall on, McDonald's side, the church's side. It's heartbreaking. It is sad. James McDonald was one of the most powerful Bible teachers of this generation. There is no doubt about that. Few people that I had more respect and honor for than James McDonald. We had him here in Columbus three times. WRFD, we brought him here three times. And all of those meetings were incredible successes. And James brought wonderful messages. And then all of the controversy. And he got fired and kind of disappeared. And now he's making a comeback. One of the reasons why he was fired is that he made a phone. Well, Mancow Muller, some of you are familiar with him, some are not. He is a well-known shock jock in Chicago. He's been there for many years, extremely controversial. He has been sued on numerous occasions because of profane and obscene things that he's done on the radio. He's been sued. He's been fired a couple of times. He's a shock jock. You know, similar to Howard Stern. Then somehow he became acquainted with James McDonald. Made a profession of faith, started going to Harvest Bible Chapel, became one of James McDonald's closest friends. They traveled all over the world together. They went to Israel. McDonald baptized Mankow in the Jordan River in Israel and so on and so forth. And then things blew up, the accusations about James McDonald, financial improprieties and things began popping up. And anyway, in the midst of all the controversy, James McDonald called Mankow from a recording studio at Walk in the Word. Soundproof studio, and there were three people present, James McDonald and two other people. Well, there were a couple of other people on the other end of the line with Mankow. And the phone call was, shall we say, extremely inappropriate. It was just very, very inappropriate on James McDonald's part. It was bad. It was extremely inappropriate for a minister, a minister of the gospel, and so on and so forth. Well, Mankow turned on James McDonald, started going on the air, ranting and railing, and calling his ex-former best friend a crook, a charlatan, on Chicago radio. And then he played the telephone call on the air. That was the last straw for the elders at Harvest Bible Chapel, and they fired James McDonald. There was an investigation. He might have been fired anyway, but the phone call was the last straw, and he was fired. So there's been lawsuits back and forth. James McDonald is now suing Harvest Bible Chapel to get Walk in the Word, the rights to Walk in the Word back. And Harvest Bible Chapel has charged McDonald with misusing millions of dollars in funds. It has just been a mess. And now McDonald has filed a lawsuit against Mankow for defamation. He's seeking at least $50,000 in compensatory damages. This is window dressing. $50,000 in a defamation lawsuit is nothing, particularly when you're talking about millionaires. McDonald is a millionaire. Mankow is a millionaire. This is to prove a point and to try to save his reputation. But here's the problem. McDonald cannot deny the content of the phone call. It was recorded. So he is not suing because Mankow spread false things about McDonald. What he is suing for is that this was supposed to be a private conversation recorded from a soundproof radio studio. No one else was supposed to know it. No one else was to hear it. It was to be a private conversation, and a private conversation was aired on public airwaves. That is the basis of the lawsuit. The suit says, McDonald, quote, McDonald suffered mental anguish, humiliation, anxiety, monetary damage, and injury to his reputation. Okay. Should Mankow have played a private conversation? No. Might McDonald win this case? Very possible. But here's the point. McDonald said those things. That's not in dispute. He said those things. And this is just my humble opinion, and I mean this. Whether it should have been played or not, confidence was shattered. Okay, I get that. But my goodness, if McDonald is truly repenting, if he's truly sorry, if he's truly repenting, then don't sue someone because someone released a phone conversation that you have to admit you had. Apologize for the conversation and say, just go public and say, it was terrible, it was horrible, it was awful what I said, and I apologize, I repent. What I said was absolutely wrong. Please forgive me. And you should go public. And instead of suing Mankow, he should ask for Mancow's forgiveness, because McDonald was Mancow's mentor. He was his pastor. Only God knows James McDonald's heart. Only God knows his heart. But it really causes me to question the sincerity of his repentance. You don't go suing people for things you actually did just because you didn't want anybody to know it. The saga continues, and this is not going to hurt. This is not going to help James McDonald. It's not going to help him at all. It's going to hurt him. And that's sad for him, for the cause of Christ. Sad for all of us.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I love this audience. I love this audience. I just got an email from one of our listeners thanking me for telling them about the Salvation Army. And it was from one of the larger donors in the campaign. They gave one of the largest donations. And I just got an email thanking me for telling them so that they could have the privilege of giving to the Salvation Army. Incredible. That is just wonderful. Now, we're still $161 away from the $9,000 mark. It'd be great if we could make it. We have exceeded our goal. Don't want to mislead in any way, shape, or form. But my goodness, it would be wonderful if we could hit $9,000 and we're just $161 away. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on the Salvation Army banner. Drop some money in the virtual kettle. All right, we're going to go to the phones. And Paul in Grove City is on the line, and I believe he wants to talk about the James McDonald controversy. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Bob.
Hey, Paul, Paul, Paul.
How you doing, man? A happy pre-Christmas to my good buddy, Bob Burney.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Thank you. It's only pre-Christmas. It's pre-50th anniversary. Joy and I celebrate 50 this coming Saturday.
Wow, man. Bob, congratulations, buddy. I'm 10 behind you.
Hey, listen, somebody needs to award that woman some kind of an award. She needs a Purple Heart, a Medal of Valor. She deserves all of the honor anyone could give her for putting up with me for 50 years.
Yeah.
Of course, that's it. She keeps me until Saturday.
That's right.
All right, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. Yeah, we all went and seen him. He came into town. Every time he's been here, Bob, I've seen that man 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
In Genoa and then Easton.
Sure.
And, I mean, the fellow, and he has got such a gift of preaching. And, you know, the story you just read about him. And, I mean, he's got such a style that I think is really needed in this culture today.
Oh, I agree.
Just grab the ears of people. I mean, that man, you know, his messages, just whenever he came here, they just seemed to stick with me more than my own pastor with what he would be preaching. But, I mean, he's just,
Paul, without a doubt, he is one of the finest communicators of biblical truth.
Yeah.
That I've ever heard, and I've heard the best of the last 60, 70 years. He was right at the top of the list, one of the best communicators of biblical truth that our nation has produced in the last 100 years. And that's why this whole thing is just so sad and tragic. And, Paul, I want him to be restored. I want him to preach again. I do. But you don't do it by suing people that you don't like. That's not the way to do it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree, Bob. It's just so sad, man, because the guy, I mean, is there a, Would there, you think there would be a pulpit there for him in light of the things? I mean,
Oh, well, there would be a pulpit for him right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There would be a, I hate to say this, but right now in America, there is a pulpit for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the spiritual condition of the evangelical church is so bad. Spiritual discernment is so low in America today that if somebody is gifted in communicating, regardless of their personal life, look at Paula White. You know? So, yeah, he could return to ministry tomorrow. But it wouldn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
Not until he honestly deals with the issues that got him into this mess. And mm-hmm. it doesn't, this is me from the outside, what do I know? It doesn't look like he is dealing with this in a humble, biblical manner.
Yeah.
And that's what's so heartbreaking to me. I think he can be restored. I think he could have a national platform again.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he has not been unfaithful to his wife. He has not done anything immoral in that way. He's just done stupid, selfish things that all of us do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to put himself under strict accountability to some spiritual leaders who will rein him in and force him to be accountable. That would indicate that he has a servant's heart. You can't be a real biblical leader until you're first and foremost a servant, Paul.
Yeah.
Real leaders in the church are servant leaders. We learned that with Jesus. You know, real leaders are servant leaders. They're not dictators.
Yeah.
So
he had too much control of the church, didn't he, Bob? You think?
Almost total.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost total. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Paul.
Good to hear from you, man. Good to talk with you.
Hey, you as well, Paul. Always good to talk to you. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, all right?
Oh, thank you so much, my buddy.
God bless you. All right. I hesitate to even bring this up. You're spreading rumors and gossip. No, I'm reading news stories that are going nationwide because of his incredible national appeal. And I hope you genuinely pray that he will truly, truly repent so that he could be restored. The evangelical world has lost a powerful, dynamic leader that the evangelical movement needs, but it's going to have to be a biblical restoration. All right, we'll be back.